经文哈，也是神给所有要得救赎的人的经文，我们一起来读好吗？
师父亲的英文
，Spurgeon。
Okay, this verse is very famous. This is the verse that Spurgeon had when he was saved. And let's read it together.
我们一起读，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。
Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other.
我们知道斯布珍他是在一个很近前的家庭长大。
We know that Spurgeon comes from a very holy family.
他的祖父、他的爸爸都是非常近前的牧师。
His grandfather and his father were both very devoted pastors.
他并没有很高的学识啊，没有说读大学，好像他只有高中。
He didn't have a very high education, and I believe he only had high school degree.
他少年时代他就开始做主工。
And even when he was in his youth, he was working for God.
但是他很有名的一桩事就是，因为他从小在那个敬虔的环境长大，他知道救恩的重要，得救的重要。
And because of his environment, that the environment he grew up with, he knew that the importance of salvation.
那他在如果我没有记错，他在小时候常常在祖父的家，就有很多机会知道关于这个救恩的这些知识。
And when he was little, he was oftentimes in his grandfather's place. And he had the opportunity to learn more and more about salvation.
比如说，天路历程这样的书，他就读了好多遍。
For example, the book.
The progress. Pilgrim progress.
The Pilgrim's Progress. He's read it many times.
那，可是呢，他总觉得好像他的罪担还没有脱落。
However, he always still felt that the sins and the burdens haven't fallen off of him.
他里面就觉得他还没有清楚得救。
And inside of him, that he felt that he wasn't very clear on being saved.
虽然关于救恩的事情，他知道很多。
And even though he understood a lot and he knew a lot about salvation.
他说怎么办？他需要清楚的重生得救。
He was saying, you know, what should I do? I need to know clearly that I am saved.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得如果我们常常保持在神面前的内里诚实。
Ladies, brothers and sisters, sometimes I feel that when we are always kept with having truth in the inner hearts,
神会对我们的心说话。
God will speak to our hearts.
因为神一点跟虚假没有关联。
Because God has nothing to do with falsehood.
所以斯布珍觉得好像他还没有清楚得救。
And so that Spurgeon felt that he wasn't clearly saved.
那是他从神来的感受
，and it was his he felt that it was from God.
他很在意这件事
，and this meant a lot to him.
所以他就寻求
，and so he was seeking.
什么地方有一个很好的讲道
？Wherever there is a good sermon.
似乎可以帮助他的。
That seemed like it could help him.
什么地方似乎有人，好像是神的仆人，是可以释放真实的真理的。
Wherever there's a God's servant who can provide God's truth.
他就去追求。
So he went and sought for it.
有一次，他预计要到一个地方去参加一个很棒的聚会。他想那个也许能帮助他。
And one time he went to a very good meeting and he thought that he would be able to help him.
结果一场暴风雪吧，就使他没有办法去到那个地方。
And then there was a blizzard, so he wasn't able to go to the meeting.
结果他就在他的方便的一个地方，小小的一个教会里。
And because of that, he went to a nearby small church.
那一天讲到的还不是牧师。
And that day, the person who was preaching wasn't even the pastor.
是教会里边的一个人，一个弟兄。
It was a brother in the church.
他的题目就是这个，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救。
And the title was, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth."
这种话，这个司布真常常听。
And these kind of words, Spurgeon has heard many, many times.
可是那一天。这个讲的人在讲要仰望神。
And that day, this speaker was saying that we need to turn to God.
然后他说仰望神，他就看着司布真，年轻人仰望神。
And then he said, "Turn to God." And then he looked at Spurgeon and he said, "Young man, turn to God."
仰望啊，望啊，望啊，他就一直讲这一句话。
And then he kept saying, "Turn to God, turn to God."
就是不真的，他里面的人好像就随着他这个话呢，就去望啊，就去望这一位神。
And Spurgeon inside of him, he started, you know, through the words, he was turning to God.
那因为他过去他已经思考过这个救恩。这个真理的知识他都有。
And because in the past he has thought of all these the truths of salvation, and he has all the knowledge.
我相信那一天早上圣灵把所有的这个真理的知识整个把它活过来了。
And I believe that that morning the Holy Spirit helped to help the knowledge that he had to come alive.
结果那一天，他的罪担就脱落。
And that day, the burdens, the sins that he had felt, fell down.
那弟兄姊妹，这个也是我们的路。
And brothers and sisters, this is also our path.
圣经有很多的话可以。告诉我们，这个就是我们的路。
There are many places in the Bible that tells us that this is our path.
以赛亚四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
我讲过，你们不要以为说，怎么又在讲？我们要进入这个话的那个 reality。
Even though we've mentioned it before,
四十章。
I want us to be able to enter into the reality of this verse.
以赛亚四十章。第九节后半段
Isaiah 40 and then the second half of verse 9.
看啊，你们的神
It says, "Here is your God."
主耶和华必向大能者临到
See, the sovereign Lord comes with power.
他的膀臂必为他掌权
And his arm rules for him.
他的赏赐在他那里
See, his reward is with him.
他的报应在他面前。
And his recompense accompanies him.
我们呢，继续读十一节哈。他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群。
He tends his flock like a shepherd.
用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中。
He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart.
慢慢引导那乳养小羊的
，and he gently leads those that have young.
我记得才一两个两三个礼拜以前，我才讲，好像两个礼拜以前我才讲这个经文哈。我说我们的神是全能的神，也蛮有智慧。
And I remember that we mentioned this about 2 weeks ago, and I said that Our God is an almighty God, and he is full of wisdom.
第十节讲到我们的神是全能的神。
And verse 10 talks about our God is an almighty God.
他亲自来成全救恩。
He himself came and accomplished salvation.
11节讲到他满有智慧。
And verse 11 talks about that how he's full of wisdom.
他懂得怎么来引导我们。
He knows how to lead and guide us.
斯布珍就是这样的一个引导，对不对？
And for Spurgeon, it was such a leading.
他认识到斯布珍的渴慕。
And he knew that Spurgeon's, he knew about Spurgeon's longing.
斯布珍按着他所知的要去寻求得救的经验。
And according to what he knew, Spurgeon wanted to seek out the experience of salvation.
那他就让斯布珍能够来到这个他没有想到的这个小教会里边的这个聚会。
And God allowed Spurgeon to come to a place where he hadn't thought, he hadn't imagined that would be the place.
他就感动那个弟兄。
And he at the same time also moved the brother who was preaching
讲那样的道
to preach that sermon.
而且感动他目光对准的他。
And then to move that brother to look into the eyes of Spurgeon.
提醒他去仰望主。
And to remind him
主知道
to turn to God. And God knows.
所以救恩就成全在救赎就成全在斯布珍的身上。
And because of that, salvation is established, is accomplished on Spurgeon.
那个我们的宣道诗65首，那个瞎眼的女诗人 Fanny Crosby.
And our from one of our hymn books, 65, there is a written by a songwriter Fanny Crosby. She was also blind. He said the Savior guides me
all the way my Savior leads me. 救世主 all the way the Savior leads me.
救世主凡事引导我。
我何须别有所求？
What do I need or ask for other than him?
我何用心多？
What do I need to have my heart set on?
我们不需要 worry.
Okay.
我们只要紧紧的，常常仰望主，紧紧的跟随他。
We don't need to worry. We just need to always turn to God and follow Him faithfully.
好，我们看那个约翰福音第一章。
Let us read John chapter 1.
Oh, 或者我们先看第三章。
Or let's look at chapter 3 first.
第三章的耶稣讲到救恩哈。
Verse 3, God talks about salvation. Chapter 3, God talks about salvation.
第三章，耶稣他讲在地上会发生一件事。第十二节，他说地上的事。地上会发生一件事。
And in verse 12, God says that on this earth, there's something going to happen.
从十三节到十五节，我们一起来读。
Let's read from verses 13 to 15.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Verse 13, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
刚刚以赛亚四十章，那个是神借先知以赛亚的预言。
In Isaiah 40, that was what God prophesied through the prophet.
更早的时候，
it was an earlier time.
神借着摩西也预言。
An earlier time, God also prophesied through Moses.
就是在十四节那边，就是讲到民数记。老百姓走那个旷野的路，走得很难走，就开始抱怨。
And it was referring to in the Numbers, in the book of Numbers, when the Israelites, when they were walking in the wilderness, they started to complain.
讲一些话，有点好像怨毒神，埋怨神，怪神，然后亵渎神。
And they say a lot of things that they were blaming God and they were blaspheming God.
神就让火蛇进到他们当中，许多人就死掉。
And God allowed the snakes to come into their camp, and many people died.
老百姓知道他们闯祸了，就请摩西去问神怎么办。
And the people knew that they were in trouble when they went to Moses and asked Moses to ask God what to do.
摩西祷告神，神就跟他说：“你去造一条铜蛇，挂在杆子上。”
And Moses prayed, and God told him to bring to make a brown snake and put it on the pole.
凡被火蛇咬的人，仰望这一条铜蛇，就会得救。
And those who've been bitten by the snake, the snakes, can look and turn up and look onto the brown snake and be saved.
果然，那些被火蛇咬的，有仰望那个铜蛇的，就活了。
And those who really looked on the brown snake and they lived.
耶稣讲救恩的时候，他讲到这一点。
And when Jesus was talking about salvation, he mentioned that.
我们世界上的人，好像那个旷野的那些人。走人生路，我们有很多的罪过犯。
We ourselves, the people on this earth, we're like the Israelites in the wilderness. We have a lot of sins.
死亡的毒钩就是罪。
The sting of death is sin.
我们有罪，就会带来死亡，跟神隔绝。
And when we have sins, it will bring upon death, and that is a barrier that separates us from God.
神给我们解决之方，给我们一个 solution.
And God gives us a solution.
怎么样脱离这个死亡，脱离跟神的隔绝？
And how can we be separated from death? And how can we get out of this separation from God?
仰望杆子上的那一条铜蛇
and that is to look upon this brown snake on the pole.
耶稣在讲到这件事的时候，他说人子也必照样被举起来。
And when Jesus was mentioning this, he said that so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
谁仰望这位被举起来的人子就得救。
And so whoever who looks upon the Son of Man will be saved.
你知道那个挂在杆子上的，他们说这个按照旧约那个神的律法，神的律法就是把一个生命的律则隐藏在里面。
And according to the law in the past, those who are put on the pole.
是被咒诅的
is the one who is cursed.
铜蛇铜祭坛是用铜做的
and just like the altar is made of bronze.
那个暗示我们这一条蛇是被审判的
and it tells us that this snake is going to be judged.
蛇呢我们知道是 evil 的 的集一切罪恶罪。
We know that snake is a symbol of sins and a symbol of evilness.
所以呢，这个就是在预言耶稣替我们上十架。
And this is prophesying to us that Jesus will be on the cross, will be hanging on the cross for us.
你看，我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1,
29节
verse 29.
施洗约翰看到耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
那个小字说：“背负世人罪孽的。”
In Chinese, there's explanation that says the one that bears the burden, the sin.
耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
And Jesus has never sinned before.
他不知道什么是罪。
He didn't know what was sin.
因为他跟罪完全八不相干。
Because he was completely separated from sin.
哥林多后书那边讲到说，那不知罪的替我们成为罪。
And in 2 Corinthians, it says it talked about how the one who doesn't know about sin, who doesn't know sin, becomes sin for us.
所以，摩西挂在杆子上的那一条蛇，就是预表耶稣。
So that brown snake that Moses put on the pole.Symbolizes Jesus.
他替我们接受审判。
He received judgment for us.
他替我们承受咒诅。
And in our place, he received the curses for us.
所以他是被了挂在杆子上的那一条铜蛇。
So Jesus is the brown snake that was put on the pole.Paul.
如果我们仰望这个铜蛇
so that if we look upon that brown snake,
我们里面有一个了解
inside of us we have this understanding.
就像当时司布真他有这个了解
just like Spurgeon back then had this understanding.
他挂在十架上就是为我
that Jesus, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he was hanging there for me.
他没有罪的。他是为我成为罪的。
He doesn't have any sins, and so that he became sin for me.
他不需要接受审判的。
That he didn't have to go through judgment.
他是为我接受审判被定罪的。
And that he was going through judgment for me.
他不需要有咒诅的，在他那里只有祝福。
He didn't have to be cursed.
他为我承受咒诅。所以我可以脱离咒诅。
And not only has he received this curse for me, so that I can receive blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些知识我们都有。
Brothers and sisters, even we know this knowledge.
我们像当年的司布真一样，我要进入这个 reality.
Just like Spurgeon back then.We want to enter into this reality.
所以我呼吁圣灵。
So I'm calling out to the Holy Spirit.
来高抹我所知道的，我所了解的。
To anoint what we already know.
让我可以实在的就伸出那个信心的手，把这个救恩就接受进来。
Let us to take out our hands of faith to receive this salvation.
耶稣亲自跟我们讲，怎么样得着救恩。
So Jesus told us personally how to receive salvation.
仰望他。
To look upon him.
仰望他。
To look upon him and turn to
him. 一直的仰望他。
And to continue to look upon him and turn to him.
十字架是我们。生命的开始，他从死里复活，新生命的开始。
The cross, where Jesus died on the cross,
and was raised in 3 days, that is the turning point. That is the beginning of our new life.
拦阻除去，以马内利进来，新生命就开始。
When the barriers are taken away and the new life comes in, that's when the new life begins.
我们看马太福音第十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
我们就开始要跟随耶稣，对不对？
Chapter 16, we're gonna start following the Lord.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it.But whoever loses his life for me will find it.
这是一个过程。
This is a process.
耶稣在约翰福音约翰福音第十章第十节说，我来了叫人得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
In John chapter 10, Jesus said that when I come, people will receive life and a more abundant life.
接受十架救恩，开始了我们的新生命。
And when we receive the salvation of the cross, it starts our new begin, the a new beginning for our life.
生命要成长。
Our life, life needs to grow.
就是要走耶稣讲的跟从我，舍己。
And this is for the.This is what Jesus said in following me.
要舍己。
To lose ourselves.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And to deny himself and to take up his cross to follow him.
神给我们的十字架跟别人的不一定一样。
And the cross that God gives us is different from other people.
如果我们真心要跟随耶稣，神会教导我们。
If we truly want to follow Jesus, God will teach us.
我们怎么样使我们越来越多有耶稣的生命？就是不要救自己。
And how can we have more and more of God's life? And that is that we don't want to save ourselves.
我们就会得着更多耶稣的生命。
And we will receive more of God's life.
刚我们唱那个诗歌，求主救我脱离自己。
Earlier on, we were singing a song. We asked God to help us to escape from ourselves.
我觉得我们怎么样能够，神怎么样救我们脱离自己？我们没有办法靠自己来脱离自己。
How can we escape from ourselves? How can we be rid of our old self? We can't do this on our own.
一个很好的办法就是看耶稣。
And a good, very good way is to look at Jesus.
因为耶稣那么美丽，那么圣洁。
Because Jesus is so beautiful and holy.
让我去欣赏他。
And when I admire him.
看他。
To look upon him.
羡慕像他。
And to admire and want to be like him.
啊，这样子呢，我们就会追随他。
And in that way, we will follow him.
我们追随耶稣就不会追随自己。
If we follow Jesus, we won't follow ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个正向的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a positive direction that we're going.
所以在我们有了生命以后，继续要成长的过程，我们就要 一直仰望耶稣。
So after that, we have God's life in us. There is this process of growing, and we need to continue to look upon Jesus.
包括我自己在内，很多年我看到很多基督徒，包括我自己在内。
Through over many years, including me, I've seen many Christians, including me.
我们都有很多好意。
We have a lot of good intentions.
我们甚至有不错的动机。
We might even have good motivations.
可是我们呢？可是我们有时候我们是不知不觉的，按着我们的方式去进展一些事。
But sometimes we use our own ways to accomplish certain things.
也许我们也可以成就一些不错的事。
And maybe sometimes we can accomplish some good things.
但是不一定会得着神的生命。
But we won't necessarily receive God's life.
我们看一下希伯来书第十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
第十二章第一节说，有很多见证人，从古时候，那边有很多见证人。
Hebrews 12, the verse, it says that, since the beginning, there were a great cloud of witnesses.
这些见证人呢，他们经过很多的考验、苦难，至终呢，他们承受了永生。
And these witnesses, they have experienced through many tribulations, hardships, and eventually they receive eternal life.
然后他就说，我们就应当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And here it says that let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And second verse, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
他因为摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样。
And God gives us, Jesus gives us a very good example.
耶稣仰望那个前面的那个喜乐。
Jesus was looking forward. He was looking at to the joy that was set before him.
以赛亚书五十三章告诉我们说，他知道他被献为赎罪祭的时候，会有后裔带出来。
In the book of Isaiah, it said that Jesus knew that when he became
sacrifice,
he will bring out descendants.
他有这个真理。
And he had this truth.
我们也有这个了解，对不对？
We have this understanding as well.
十字架是一个过程。
The cross is a process.
那灭绝我们的罪身。
Getting rid of our sins.
使我们的里面可以更有空间让神进来。
So that inside of us we have more space for Jesus, for God to come in.
耶稣，你看耶稣上十字架多苦。
You think about how hard it was, how difficult it was for Jesus to be up on the cross.
他在世上的时候，他在世上还没有上十字架之前。
When he was still on earth before he got on the cross.
他不是鸵鸟。
He wasn't a coward.
Ostrich.
Oh, you really wanted to, the literal meaning of
it. 他知道他要受的苦是什么样的苦。
He knew what kind of pain he was going to receive.
所以当他一直看着这个苦的时候，他说，父啊，能不能救我脱离这时候。
Jesus said, Father, can you take away this cup from me?
可是呢，转瞬之间，抖下这个想法，但是我是为这时候来的。
But right after that, immediately he said, but I know I've come for this time.
So, 照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
And so he said, let your will be done and not my will.
然后呢，他想到前面的欢乐会有新的旨意出来。
And he looked into the future and he saw that the joy set before him will bring about descendants.
所以这前面就说他因那摆在前面的喜乐。
So here it says that who for the joy set before him.
他就轻看羞辱，他知道十字架上他会承受很大的羞辱。
He was scorning.
他就轻看羞辱。
He scorned its shame.
忍受了十字架的苦难。
And endure the pain on the cross.
我们还是要继续看耶稣。
And we still need to continue to look upon Jesus.
而且你知道，当我们去看耶稣，因为耶稣已经成全救恩了。
And you know that when we look upon Jesus, especially that Jesus has accomplished salvation.
他当年在经历这个成全救赎的过程，圣灵一直帮助他，使他可以得胜。
While he was going through the process of salvation, those years, the Holy Spirit continued to help him.
甚至他死透透的时候，圣灵运行在他里面，使他又复活过来。
And even when he completely died, the Holy Spirit was moving about him and resurrected him.
他自己很清楚地承受这个苦难，是比世界上任何人的苦难都大。
And he himself knew that this pain was greater. This pain, the pain that he experienced, was greater than any pain that anyone has ever experienced.
靠着圣灵的帮助，靠着天父的旨意，他就得胜了。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, through the will of God, he was able to overcome.
他已经把那个得胜的全能赢得了。
And he received, he has already won, the power of overcoming.
他回到天上去，差遣圣灵下来。
So when he went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit,
圣灵可以帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit can help us.
得胜有余。
To overcome.
所以我们要一直仰望他。
So we're gonna continue to look upon him.
刚我们唱那个诗歌说，神呢，非常的，他洗净我们的心哈。他洗净我们的心。
Earlier on the hymn we were singing is talked about how God washes our heart.
我们曾经讲说，圣经里边新约有很多的三章十六节。
We've mentioned that many times in the New Testament there's a lot of chapter 3 verse 16.
跟救恩有关。
That is related to the Old Testament.
好，那其中有一个就是说，神要用圣灵与火来给我们施洗。
One of it was talking about how God is going to use the Holy Spirit and the fire to baptize us.
哦，对不起，已经这么晚了。
Okay.
Sorry, 我不知道这么晚了哈。那所以感谢主，对不起，我刚忘了看时间哈。好，我们看一下。对不起，我们看一下。Sorry, 我刚没有看时间。243首，宣道诗243首。The White Book Number 9. 243首。主耶稣赦免我，因为我没有留意到时间。谢谢贾宇他们提醒我时间。 千到是两百四十三，你给我们打出来好吗？好，这一首诗告诉我们说，我们不需要再惧怕。
This hymn tells us that we no longer need to be afraid.
我们也不需要再疑惑。
We no longer to need to have doubt.
也不需要让那个，也不需要，也不会有一个骄傲来辖制我们。
And it we won't have the pride and arrogance to control us.
主来释放我们，我们可以脱离这一切，好不好？我们来唱这首诗歌。
When God set us free, we can get out of all of this sin.
弟兄姊妹，我要讲的一件事是，我们现在是不看自己，常常来看主，常常来看主，怎么看主？借着读经，借着祷告，我们来到神面前。
One thing that I want to emphasize is that right now we're gonna look upon the Lord. Just look upon the Lord.
借着读经
，through reading the scriptures.
借着祷告
，through prayers.
不要怕我们自己读经会不会有问题？不会。
Don't be afraid that you know if we read the Bible, if there's interpretation, if there's any problems in our interpretation.
如果我们真的是渴望领受神的话而来遵行，神不会故意让我们去领受错谬的。
If we really come with an eager heart to receive God's truth, God won't let us to be misled and have the wrong misinterpretation.
耶稣说，借着他口中所说的话，我们可以得洁净。
And Jesus said that through the words in his from his mouth, we can be cleansed.
如果我们读圣经
，if we read the Bible,
就是渴望耶稣来对我们说话。
And it's because we long for Jesus to speak to us.
他向我们说话，我们来向他悔改。
When he speaks to us, we repent.
我们就会得洁净。
And then we will be cleansed.
有必要的时候，神会用他的灵跟他的火来给我们施洗。
And in the right time, God will baptize us with his fire and his Holy Spirit.
就是来仰望他。
Just so that we can come and look upon him.
来亲近他。
To come close to him, to wait upon him.
神就会做成他奇妙的工在我们生命中。
God will do miraculous works in our lives.
我们来唱两百四十三首。
Let's sing the song, The Victory.
我们会有份于神的得胜。
We're going to partake in his victory.
学校帮我们弹一遍。Oh, sorry.243